being it was the first game. And it wasn't a good game. Initially, it wasn't a good game. But I just remember going to that stadium, man, and how live that stadium was. And it was a good introduction into the NFL.
Did you ever talk to Ryzen came here later? Did you guys ever discuss that night, that game?
Yeah, we talked about everything. You know, me and Ryzen, we hung out a little bit, man, his time here. But it was funny, you know, because I was a young player coming in, a lot of confidence, and I was like, yeah, they're not gonna test me, you know what I mean? And first three or four plays, bam, 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 you know, and then touchdown. I was like, oh, okay, this is what it's gonna be like, you know. So yeah, I had to settle down fairly quickly, man, and understand that it's the NFL, man. You got to be ready. So I was humbled very early on.
Any other memories of standing out from Arrowhead? Do you have any favorite moments from Arrowhead or just
I mean, the memory was really of the late Derek Thomas in the game he had, man. He was unstoppable. We couldn't do anything with him. It seems like whether it was a three-step, five-step drop, he was back there in the backfield. I think he had six or seven sacks or something crazy like that. So I just remember that, you know, that game, you know, how excited I was, you know, as a player to be in the NFL. And be playing my first game in the NFL, man. Other than that, it was about the night that Derek Thomas had.
This is your last game with this group, but you've seen this young defense kind of come together over the last month or so. What are your impressions of the way they're kind of figuring it out and moving ahead to next year and growing?
Yeah, I think they are starting to figure it out. And I think that's what's happened over the last few weeks is that the team is really starting to gel together. You know, a lot of these players, playing together for the first time. And I think throughout this year have continued to get better. Guys have stayed hungry, and tried to stay focused on what we were trying to get accomplished. You know, things didn't work out quite the way we wanted them to. But we kept fighting, and we're going to continue to fight throughout this last game. But it's a good young group, man. You know, a bunch of young guys that this team is going to be able to grow with, you know, for the foreseeable future. And it's going to be exciting to watch them going forward.
People talk all the time about how, you know, whether or not a game at the end of the season can really create any kind of momentum for the following season. I think most of the time, most guys agree that it won't. But in 99, when you guys finished at Arrowhead and you took them out of the playoffs and you won to finish 8-8, just like you're kind of in now, and then the next season you took off. Mm-hmm. Did you see any correlation between the way that game ended and the way the season went the next year?
Well, I think so because, at that point in time, we had built our team. We had, you know, built what we were going to be. And it's just a matter of time, as I was just mentioning, you know, guys had now played together. And we felt like we were only, you know, a couple of pieces away, you know, from actually competing, winning those close games. Like a lot of those games we lost this year. You know, you're just, you know, one or two players away from actually going, you know, 10-6 or 11-5. And that's the way we felt, you know, that year. And we felt like at the end of that year, you know, we were playing well. We're that close. And this team, you know, for us to go in and hopefully get this win this week with the young guys that you have, knowing that you can go into Arrowhead, beat a team, you know, that's going to the playoffs, that tells you, look, you're not far off. You know, we went to Denver, beat Denver. They're a playoff team. They're going to the next round. So you have a good team, you know, so – you're not going to be far off, and this will say a lot about the team.
How has this week been? Have you kind of soaked it all in? Have you thought much about it, or have you stayed locked into the routine?
Yeah, you try to stay locked into the routine, but there's a lot of requests, you know, to talk about it, you know, how you feel leading up to your last game and this being the last week. So, you know, you try to separate the two, you know, but it's hard. I try to go through and do things as I've done them the previous 16 weeks and get ready for the final one.
Did you say anything to the fan who ran on the field last week?
Well, I didn't say anything to him directly. I was shocked. You know, people, you know, asked me what was I thinking, and you know, when I felt the hands around me at first, the only guys behind me is the ref. So I'm thinking the referee is going to say something to me, tell me whatever he's going to tell me. And then I turn and look. I'm like, whoa, this guy's got street clothes on. What's he doing on the field? So, you know, he was throwing the O up, man. I remember asking, it was either the ref or one of the cops. I was like, man. You know, he told me, he was like, man, he threw the O up. I was like, yeah, you think I should throw the O back? He was like, well, he's going to spend the night in jail. You might as well. So I threw the O up, man, and the crowd went crazy. So, I mean, it ended up being harmless, kind of scary at the same time, but no, it was all good, man.